motivating and inspiring you to live your happiest, healthiest life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to my very first episode of my podcast. I'm super excited for this. My name is Jennifer Zanotti, and many of you may know me from the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. We do a motivational Monday segment, and I've been tagging along as a guest on her show since November of last year. I absolutely love Patty and the friendship we have formed. She's truly the best. I wanted to share a little background about myself. I've been a makeup artist and esthetician for 17 years, owning my own spa, Gen Z's Beauty Services, in Highland Park for 11 years. I also have my nutrition certification and have been a jiu-jitsu athlete and competitor for almost 6 years. I received my purple belt in December of last year, training under my coaches Ilya Bodnia of Ilya's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in Highland Park and Jeff Serafin of Serafin Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in Evanston. I started teaching my own women's program over a year ago at Serafin Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which I absolutely love. My business has definitely evolved over the years, as have I. I now specialize in beauty, wellness, and jiu-jitsu. My services include waxing, facials, makeup, Reiki, wellness and nutrition coaching, personal training, and jiu-jitsu privates, all at my spa. You can find out more info all about my services at jenzanotti.com. The one underlying mission I have always had in my life is to help others. I've gone through many ups and downs in life, especially relating to weight loss, self-confidence, divorce, etc. So I definitely understand the journey. Through this podcast, I want to offer guidance and support regarding lifestyle, nutrition, fitness and jiu-jitsu, wellness, stress relief, self-care, and beauty, focusing fully on the mind, body, and soul. I will offer tips, tools, and motivation, as well as bring on guests to join the conversation and offer knowledge and expertise in areas I cannot. I want you, as the audience, to be able to join the conversation by asking questions via social media or email. You can find me on Instagram at @JZBeautyAndTheBeast or on Facebook at Jennifer Zanotti. And my email is JenZsBeautyAndWellness@gmail.com. Enough about me, though. I want to introduce my good friend and first guest, Dr. Rachel Aller. Rachel is a chiropractor and owner of Aller Chiropractic in Chicago. Not only do I love that Rachel can help with my health, but she's a badass jiu-jitsu athlete as well. She also wrestles, lifts, and lives a very active lifestyle, so she definitely understands the woes of being an athlete. Rachel has helped me tremendously. I have had scoliosis all my life. For those of you who don't know, scoliosis is a curvature of the spine. Mine was about a 30-degree curve. Not bad enough to have surgery, but I did have to wear a brace for about 2 years, eighth grade going into high school. You can guess that I ditched the brace freshman year. I used to hide it in my closet and pretend I was wearing it. It was pretty rough to have to wear a brace in freshman year of high school. Through training and fitness, I have kept my back strong, but going to chiropractors has definitely given me relief. I've been going since I was about 16 years old, so I've been to several and have only had good experiences. But when I visited Rachel, I learned more about my back in the first appointment than ever before, as well as some pretty amazing information that I knew had to be shared. Hi, Rachel. Thank you so much for being here and being my first podcast interview and for all the help you've given me. I truly appreciate it. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey to becoming a chiropractor.
Sure. I started doing massage therapy first and realized that I just wanted to be able to help people more. So I decided to go to chiropractic school. And then ever since I started chiropractic school, it's been just like amazing. And I love what I do. And there's always so much opportunity to learn more and help people more just with education and from there, the possibilities are limitless once you're in that level of, I feel like, grad school and learning so much about the body. It just really helps you be able to understand like unique points about your clients and people and how the body works. And so I was just really happy I continued my education so I can help people more.
Absolutely. So I'm sure helping others is definitely a motivation behind it. Was there anything else that kind of drove you to that path?
I did have really awesome results from when I was getting adjusted as a kid. I was really sick as a kid all the time. and the chiropractor we went to helped me with my allergies. But I would say, like, I would say I went to chiropractic school with genuine, like, I really wanted to help people, but I ended up learning a lot while I was there too, just how to help my own health. And I stopped getting so sick when I was in chiropractic school because I realized just how severe allergies were and
right,
to food
absolutely.
And all these things. So I ended up becoming like the healthiest I've ever been in my life during school. So that was awesome. But definitely the motivating factor was just I really wanted to help people like live healthy lives. And I've always loved doing that. So
that's why we get along so well. We have right? that in common.
Yes.
For sure. So I wanted to talk about, a lot of people have a fear, I think, or negative thoughts about chiropractors. I kind of want you to debunk some myths a little bit, but why do you think that people have that fear? And what do you think are some of the most common myths that we can set straight?
I think a lot of them that I hear are just from a lack of education and just the fact that either they've been to a chiropractor before, that maybe it's just done a lot of insurance-based and pain-based work with them. And so they're just really confused on the clear message of what chiropractic can do for them or what other benefits chiropractic can do for them. I just think that there is so much lack of knowledge that people just don't know. And so it's not necessarily their fault or someone's fault that, oh, like, this chiropractor or like has this reputation or that,
mm-hmm.
but it's just that we as chiropractors should just be a little, I think we should just be more proactive about all the benefits of chiropractic. Not, it's not just for musculoskeletal pain. It's not just for back pain. It's helped my patients who have had neurological issues, depression, anxiety, stress, just to help the body function overall and live better lives is what my clients like tell me they feel. So I just think it's a lack of knowledge and just really need to educate people more.
And I think that's one of the biggest things that has set you apart. Not that other chiropractors I've gone to aren't as knowledgeable, they are. But I feel like you do things very differently from most that I've been to. And yet I've seen the most results in the shortest amount of time. How do you think you are different from others? And I feel like kind of to guide that a little bit, as far as like the adjustments, I think people think, you know, oh, I'm going to get cracked or I'm scared to get, you know, cracked or my neck cracked. Mm-hmm. But I notice you have a little bit in a sense of a lighter touch where you're not so focused on overly adjusting, if that's correct.
Yep.
But why don't you share that a little bit, what sets you apart a little bit more?
Sure. I think that you're right. I don't do what they call high force adjusting, where you hear the typical cracking of the bones, especially for my athletes. I feel like they come to me and there's not a lot of stability in their spine. They don't need the forceful adjustments. And I find that I get better results when you can just gently help the body heal and gently help the body be in a neutral position a lot slower.
Mm-hmm.
Most chiropractors are trained to just do the cracking type adjustments or a high force adjustment. But I find a lot of my fellow like students that have graduated with me are now also practicing a low force or a lower, lighter touch adjustment. So it's interesting, but I find that does bring way better results for my patients. And I think I'm really passionate and really proactive about educating my patients and really empowering them about their own health so they understand what's going on and they really feel like they can make like responsible choices for themselves.
Absolutely.
So I feel the better I can explain what's going on for them, the better that they can carry it out into their life and make healthy choices and live better lives too. When they really understand what's going on, they're not coming in. I don't want people to come in and see me have like an adjustment, feel better, but have no understanding why.
Right.
Or no understanding on what they can do to keep feeling
to help maintain that.
And keep functioning and keep thriving and keep moving forward.
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, I've noticed, you know, just even, I mean, my posture, my alignment, my shoulders, hips, I mean, things that were completely off and unbalanced for me for years has basically gotten so much better in a matter of like 2 months.
Right.
You know, so that's definitely something that's amazing. And I see that, you know, I think the low force definitely has a benefit, and people don't have to be as nervous or scared about these heavy handed, you know, adjustments hearing the cracks. And I think sometimes that just gets people a little bit nervous.
It does. Hollywood has done a great job of terrifying people from chiropractic.
Right. So, and you know, and I, and me always loving, you know, the chiropractors I've gone to, and I'm so grateful that I found you, you know, to be able to train with as well as adjust me. Right. So you really understand what's going on. But, you know, I know there have been a lot of people that have had, negative stories or, you know, experiences. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, I kind of want to say to those people who have had that, maybe give another shot, really educate yourself on the person, the chiropractor who you're going to go see, because it is of such a benefit. And I even know myself with being on the mat now too, I know affecting like my jujitsu and stuff, I was able to do like do things a little bit differently, or not be able to do them because of how my spine rotated, and just, you know, you being able to help me with that, I already feel that I'm utilizing more of my strength and my power,
your core, your muscle function, everything's going to get stronger when your spine's aligned. So
absolutely. So thank you again for that. I can never thank you enough for, feeling so much better, physically and mentally. But let's touch into a little bit of all of the services you actually offer.
Okay. So I basically just do chiropractic. Mm-hmm. It's just very specific and focused. I do focus a lot on athletes, but they are just specific chiropractic adjustments. And I do like to make sure I'm focusing a lot on the, I guess, upper neck and the area where the brainstem is. So I like to make sure, especially for my athletes, that area is just really clear and we're taking care of adjusting that and making sure they have blood flow to the brain, oxygen to the brain, the nervous system is working correctly, the brain can communicate to the rest of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like my adjustments are very focused and specific for that, but I am just doing adjustments.
Okay.
And I do specialize in jiu-jitsu athletes. I see a lot of wrestlers and just a lot of people that really want to take their health to the next level, just have really great results too, because they want the knowledge. And so I'm happy to help them like meet their goals.
Absolutely. And I think that kind of, you know, touches on an interesting point. When I came to see you the first time, you know, and I've pretty much shared this with all of my clients, but you were talking to me about even noticing in some of the girls or like teammates, if I ever noticed somebody experiencing more anxiety or stress or depression, a lot of times it could be something as simple as an adjustment can help, because we tend to have a huge buildup of inflammation in the neck, which prevents the blood flow from getting to the brain, which makes so much sense as you were explaining it. But I don't think people realize that certain, like, then the cortisol doesn't reach the brain, right?
Well, and your cortisol levels will increase, and that's the stress. That's a stress response. Mm-hmm. And so basically, when you're doing all these chokes or when you are training a lot, and say, like, even if you just, it was just like kind of a fluke thing happened where your neck got jammed or something, a lot of people just shake it off, don't think about it. But it's similar to what they're seeing with all these football athletes and the head injuries and the concussions and the link to like mental disorders. And it's a similar thing. It's just, it's subtle and you don't, you may not pick up on it right away, but it's super important to just, if you've had a neck injury or something, even just feels funny, you can't move it, the right way to get it checked out, because it can create more inflammation in the brain. It can increase your stress levels in the body, and it will decrease blood flow, oxygen to the brain structurally, but also those signals to the brain from the nerves aren't going to be a firing as well. So imagine if you had a cell phone with like full service, like you can download all the data that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you, what happens when you go out in the middle of nowhere and you can't download anything, you can't call anyone? It's the same type of thing that happens in your body.
I love that analogy.
So it's either you're functioning with like full bars, full Wi-Fi, unlimited data, or nothing. You can't watch a video, make a phone call. And then when you get really sick, it's, you need to make an emergency phone call, but you can't even get a signal.
Wow.
So yeah, that's something that you just, if you have teammates, if you have had a hard training session, I just like to make sure my clients really know to take it seriously. Like, your brain controls everything in your body.
Absolutely.
You experience everything in your life through your nervous system. So it's something that we need to really prioritize for our health, especially now, even in just like recently with all the mental health issues going on. Like, we need to prioritize our mental health. We need to prioritize our brain health, our nervous system. We
100%.
Need to make sure that we're prioritizing these organs that we haven't maybe in the past.
And I love that you focus on this and talk about this, because before I came in to see you, I, you know, you telling me this makes perfect sense, but I never really understood that or realized that could have such an effect. And besides even just athletes, I mean, anybody can really probably carry a lot of inflammation in the neck, especially, you know, even clients I work with, if, you know, they have a lot of stress when I'm doing like facial massage and things like that, I notice how much tension they have. So I'm sure there's such a buildup there.
Oh, yeah.
And probably everybody walking around would benefit from an adjustment. Yeah.
Especially we're such a culture now that doesn't move, and we don't have a way to even like release a lot of the stress that builds up throughout the day, just sitting at a desk job and everything just kind of sits stagnant in our bodies for so long. We're not moving toxins out of our body. We're not getting the right nutrients that we need, and it builds up over time. So you could see the same, I see the same like kind of stress level in a athlete that maybe just got kicked in the head, and also someone who's been at a desk job for 5 years, you know, like you're creating the same type of stressful environment that's making your brain angry. Essentially, you're really just starting a lot of like beginning of like diseases and breakdown in the body when you're not addressing the way that your brain's functioning.
Well, I know when I saw you, you were like, it's like you basically had like whiplash in like a car accident.
Absolutely. I see. Absolutely. Yeah. I've seen whiplash patients before, and their neck does feel the same as a lot of my MMA jiu-jitsu athletes, unfortunately, but it's true.
But it can, and it can just be the same as somebody that's sitting on their computer all day and at their desk and not getting that movement. And, you know, I know too, you know, you had told me with the adjustments as well, now that, you know, if I didn't have that inflammation in a sense kind of cleared or addressed, even with adjusting like the back and the spine, that it might not, my brain might not get the signal of how to kind of stay and kind of hold that and keep that posture. Is that correct?
Right. So, and part of the adjustment is when once we can get your body to a stable place, it's really your body that's going to maintain those adjustments and start self-correcting as well, because those signals from the brain to the sensors on your spine are going to start letting you know immediately when something is off, immediately when a muscle is being pulled, immediately when something doesn't feel right. And then you can adjust and correct, and your body will start self-regulating and self-correcting like it should naturally be able to do. If you cut your finger, the Band-Aid isn't healing you, your body's healing you. So the body has powerful healing system, but sometimes it just gets really stuck. And so once we can kind of move past that point where the body's just stuck and broken, then your body starts self-correcting again. Those signals are strong. You're able to understand where your body is in space and know how to make those adjustments appropriately, or just know when you need to stop and rest
And stretch. Which, yes, which we know is very important. rest and recovery are part of training, as I tell many others, but don't always follow my own advice. But that makes sense. So you're really creating, you're body's basically coming back into its own awareness of what's going on. So that's pretty incredible that you can get everything firing and functioning properly, as it should be. I know, I mean, like I said, I can keep saying this, but I absolutely love all the benefits and definitely notice that I feel like I'm utilizing my body better, like it's functioning more properly. I was strong before and had a lot of power, but I definitely feel the difference, and even a little bit more of the mental clarity. You know, it's definitely great to understand that an adjustment can not only help with the physical aspect, but like you've touched on, the mental state as well, which is super important and something that we really have to kind of focus more time on. I think understanding and taking time to, you know, help with stress relief and the balance, you know, in life. So that's pretty incredible to hear about all that stuff. Like I said, I've been sharing it with everybody, my clients, everyone. I'm like, oh my gosh, so you have to see Rachel, but this is what I learned.
So important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if you can share, what do you think are like top five exercises or stretches that you suggest people can do at home to help keep their bodies healthy?
Sure.
Or the most important things, you know, whatever you think that can really help a person's physical and
I'd
mental
say,
well-being for sure.
I mean, just movement, period, is so important. You know, I tell a lot of my clients, once they're like been getting a couple adjustments or something, like there's some basic things like lunges and planks and push-ups that are good stabilizing, but also without knowing someone's body or how they are responding or how stable or what issues they have going on, sometimes aren't always the best exercises. But I feel like walking is actually something that people really underestimate.
Yeah.
But I see how well it balances a lot of my clients, and it just is going to get you moving. It's going to get toxins out. You're just going to get your lymph system going. So I think walking is just like a really simple, basic, like easy way to start, that you're going to just start feeling better. And just any kind of movement is just going to start generating nutrition back to the brain, getting toxins out of your body. So just move, find something that you can enjoy, so you'll be more motivated to do it, is usually what I tell people.
Absolutely. I mean, I think getting out there, walking is totally underestimated, I think, because, you know, I feel like it's just something that movement or mobility or getting out in even like the fresh air and outside. Now we're in summer. It's something that everybody can do.
Yep,
you can just go outside and start walking and moving.
Yeah.
Are there any specific like stretches? I know you talked about lunges and stuff, could be your push-ups, you know, could be very good stabilizers. But any stretches in particular that you think people should be doing daily?
I think that overall, just if you have a desk job, it's important to be stretching your legs out, definitely. It kind of varies from person to person, but I'd say just making sure that your body's moving, and using a foam roller would almost be even better, because sometimes you can overstretch or sometimes there's an imbalance, and the stretch, I've seen patients pull something just from stretching. So I'd say a foam roller, like an Epsom salt bath, can be even like safer options. But the main thing too is like just get some movement. You don't have to go crazy, but just start somewhere. Just start.
Absolutely. I love both of those things. I mean, I foam roll. I try and foam roll daily along with some stretching, but I definitely think that's a huge lifesaver. And I mean, Epsom salt baths are like the most amazing thing ever.
I agree.
That could be a whole topic in and of itself.
The next podcast.
So when people come to you and they get their adjustment, what are things that they can start noticing? Like, maybe instantly or right away. I know you've even checked in kind of to ask me some things about what I should be feeling. And I know I do this with like my nutrition, you know, clients and stuff. So there's always kind of a check in to see things we might not look for or notice necessarily. But what are some things people can expect?
Sure. There's actually a lot, and it does, again, it varies on just the toxicity level that you're at, and that when people come to me, how they're feeling, how they're functioning. But I always like to tell people to not be so aware of just how they're feeling, but also try and shift their awareness to how they're actually functioning. So a lot of times people come in with just like the back pain, or they're just coming in for a typical like condition. They think that it helps, and that's totally fine. And if you know, that pain starts to diminish, it's real easy for them to like, oh, I see how that feels better. But usually I tell them to also be aware of, oh, can you see clearer? Can you, do you feel like you can think clearer? Also like your stomach might be more sensitive to things, because like your body shouldn't have all these toxins, heavy toxins load. So I do warn people, like you could feel nauseous after adjustment, but in a healthy way where your body's telling you like this food isn't good for you. And there's so many toxins in our food that people don't think about feeling nauseous after an adjustment.
Right.
But it's a great response. It's so healthy for our body to feel nauseous after eating something toxic.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. I mean,
so it's actually just that can be a common thing that people like may notice with their diet, and that helps them eat healthier. And it's just that body awareness where, oh, maybe I'm sleeping better, my energy levels feel better, I notice like I'm sleeping through the night. So I just try and bring their awareness to like internal organ function and just how they're functioning overall. If they felt like, oh, maybe I was able to run faster, or I felt like I was lighter on my feet today, or just there's so many different things and there's so many subtleties to the body. Like everyone is so different and unique. So I just try to give them a few examples to really start paying attention mm-hmm. to, hey, these things you do on a daily basis. Notice that if you're going for this, like if you're going for this arm bar, does this feel different? If you're shooting this double, does that feel different? A lot of my clients are athletes and they'll tell me things about how they're performing, or they feel like their core is firing better, stronger, things like that. Or they can do a sweep on this side. They can play half guard on the right side. They never could before.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I understand that 100%.
I had one client got kicked in the head, and then said he had been feeling sad all week, and immediately after the adjustment he didn't feel that anymore, and he just all of a sudden like felt way better.
That's incredible.
So there's emotional change that can happen too. I mean, the body's amazing. It stores trauma, it stores emotions, it just really sometimes can get stuck. And so when you start clearing things out, I mean, anything, you can experience any kind of change. I've seen people cry after adjustments. I've seen people just have immediate response. I've seen people take a few days and their body really needs to process an adjustment. Mm-hmm. So as long as you're looking for change, that's a really healthy thing.
Well, it's such a release, mm-hmm. a healthy release. But I, you know, it's funny, I think people want a lot of instant gratification, and even with like right. a lot of my wellness clients too, I see that. And you know, for them it's more of like the number on the scale, or you know, paying attention right. to stuff like that. But
yeah.
I'm always, you know, trying to focus on awareness of how are you feeling, you know, mm-hmm. what is your energy you level like,
yeah.
how are you functioning, mm-hmm. how is your sleep,
mm-hmm.
Because you know, as we're putting better, healthier things into our body
right.
that we're going to be feeling better.
Totally.
So essentially, you know, every one of my clients should also be getting a chiropractic adjustment to help aid with that.
Yeah.
But that is something to help maintain that health. And mm-hmm. just the slightest thing, if that's off, mm-hmm. You know, it could be a simple fix, essentially.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's incredible. I just love how much knowledge that you share. And I definitely find that interesting with, you know, the mind, body, soul connection.
Yeah.
And how we just really have mm-hmm. to be aware and pay attention to our bodies. And if we feel like
take
something
care
is
of
off.
That part of ourselves.
Exactly.
Not just things are in pain, but take care of our minds before they get into that. You can take care of yourself before you get into pain.
You don't have to wait
until you're in pain.
Absolutely.
You don't have to wait until you feel stress or anxiety to prevent that from happening.
Right. And I think that's something that maintenance is something hard for people, because they think they feel better
mm-hmm.
or, and I'm sure people come to you all the time and they have a certain problem and they get it corrected. Maybe, mm-hmm. you know, they're feeling better
yeah.
after like a few adjustments mm-hmm. or a few weeks, and then you might not see them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like anything, a good check-in and maintenance, is just as important mm-hmm. as coming to see you when something is going on, so that it can help prevent injury.
Right. Yep. And that's why I talk about that first appointment, because I don't want to not see people for weeks. I don't like when they just disappear, because
right.
that means I haven't done my job as a chiropractor to clearly communicate how they can keep their bodies healthy.
I love that.
So if I didn't see them for a month, like that's on me, and that's my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like to educate them, to help them understand that getting a chiropractic adjustment is like a tune-up for your brain. Like you would eat healthy food every day, like mm-hmm. you would drink water and hydrate every day, like you would go to the gym every day. I get adjusted once a week. Like you could go get adjusted and make sure your brain's functioning correctly once a week.
Right.
So if I haven't seen them, then I haven't educated them on the importance
and
of
the
taking
importance
care of their mind and their
right.
mental health and their nervous system. So
well, that's amazing.
I always feel very responsible to help educate people on
well,
that part.
Well, it shows how passionate you are about it and how much you truly care, mm-hmm. you know, about
yeah,
your clients.
Absolutely.
And of
so
course,
important.
That's, you know, I want to shed light on that, not just because I, you know, love you as a friend, and
aww,
but
same.
I think, you know, you're
yeah.
amazing, and I just see how much passion you have for
mm-hmm.
it. So, you know, not only with the help from me, but so many others of your clients, like, I just think absolutely love that about you, and you're going to keep people on track,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of, you know,
yeah.
what we're there for, to help,
mm-hmm.
you know, help others. And you do something a little differently too, not to really talk about pricing, but I think in that sense of getting people mm-hmm. in more often,
yeah.
you kind of have like a gym membership, right? Like a monthly mm-hmm. fee yep. so that they can come in as many times as they want.
Yeah,
right?
People basically just sign up like a gym membership. You come in throughout the month, so you're not everyone usually comes in once a week, but if you need to come in twice that week, like, it's not like an extra surcharge or something. I try to just make it as simple and easy as possible so people understand, like, this is something I'm doing regularly for myself.
That's awesome.
As part of like my wellness routine.
I love that.
Taking care of myself and my life. And if I have a family, it's easy for them to just, okay, there's a family membership, there's a couples membership, just
come
take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
you make it really easy for people to be able to come in.
I'm not in it to make money. I'm in it to help people change their lives and live better lives. So I feel like that's the only way that I can practice so people, it benefits them more than it benefits me.
Right.
You know,
that's incredible. Well, thank you for all the work that you do everybody, especially me. I mean, there's really nothing better than being able to train jujitsu and wrestle with your chiropractor.
Right.
It's funny, certain moves or things that are going on, I always look to Rachel first as kind of like, is that okay? Is that fine for me to do?
No, yes, that's fine.
But, you know, she's right there just in case, and getting an adjustment right after is probably the best thing in the world. So tell us, where can people find out more about you and your services?
Sure. Probably my website. It's allerchiropractic.com. I do have Instagram and Facebook, but those social media outlets, I should be better about checking. So if you really need to get a hold of me, email from the website is 100% best bet.
Okay.
Any other form, I do have other like social media handles out there, but
the website
may
the
not
best.
Be the best as checking
the best
them.
Place. So and
be the
Aller,
first to admit, I haven't been on Facebook in probably 6 months. So
Aller is A-L-L-A-R, chiropractic.com.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Rachel, for being my first guest.
Absolutely.
And I'll see you on the mats.
Yes.
Thank you guys for tuning in. You can email me any of your questions or topics at genzsbeautyandwellness@gmail.com and follow me on Instagram at jzbeautyandthebeast or on Facebook at Jennifer Zanotti. I'm looking forward to hearing any of your questions or topics that you'd like to hear more about for the podcast. I'll see you next week on Getting Zen with Gen Z.